Audio Bible Numbers, chapter 24. And when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he did not seek omens as on previous occasions, but he turned his face toward the wilderness. When Balaam looked up and saw Israel encamped tribe by tribe, the Spirit of God came upon him, and he lifted up an oracle, saying, "This is the prophecy of Balaam, son of Beor, the prophecy of a man whose eyes are open, the prophecy of one who hears the words of God, who sees a vision from the Almighty, who bows down with eyes wide open. How lovely are your tents, O Jacob, your dwellings, O Israel. They spread out like palm groves, like gardens beside a stream, like aloes the Lord has planted, like cedars beside the waters. Water will flow from his buckets, and his seed will have abundant water. His king will be greater than Agag, and his kingdom will be exalted. God brought him out of Egypt with strength like a wild ox, to devour hostile nations and crush their bones, to pierce them with arrows. He crouches, he lies down like a lion, like a lioness. Who dares to rouse him? Blessed are those who bless you, and cursed are those who curse you." Then Balak's anger burned against Balaam, and he struck his hands together and said to Balaam, "I summoned you to curse my enemies, but behold, you have persisted in blessing them these three times. Therefore, flee at once to your home. I said I would reward you richly, but instead, the Lord has denied your reward." Balaam answered Balak, "Did I not already tell the messengers you sent me that even if Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I could not do anything of my own accord, good or bad, to go beyond the command of the Lord? I must speak whatever the Lord says. Now I'm going back to my people, but come, let me warn you what this people will do to your people in the days to come." Then Balaam lifted up an oracle, saying, "This is the prophecy of Balaam, son of Beor, the prophecy of a man whose eyes are open, the prophecy of one who hears the words of God, who has knowledge from the Most High, who sees a vision from the Almighty, who bows down with eyes wide open. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come forth from Jacob, and a scepter will arise from Israel. He will crush the skulls of Moab and strike down all the sons of Sheth. Edom will become a possession, as will Seir, his enemy, but Israel will perform with valor. A ruler will come from Jacob and destroy the survivors of the city." Then Balaam saw Amalek and lifted up an oracle, saying, "Amalek was first among the nations, but his end is destruction." Next, he saw the Kenites and lifted up an oracle, saying, "Your dwelling place is secure and your nest is set in a cliff. Yet Cain will be destroyed when Asher takes you captive." Once more Balaam lifted up an oracle, saying, "Ah, who can live unless God has ordained it? Ships will come from the coasts of Cyprus. They will subdue Asher and Eber, but they too will perish forever." Then Balaam arose and returned to his homeland, and Balak also went on his way.